It's early in the morning. Rumors are already spreading. You aren't gonna believe who's coming to town. Families stumble over themselves to prepare. Women grab cloaks. Men go to the fields and cut palms. Kids organize confetti. City officials are sweeping the streets and they're cleaning up the temple. His presence demands it. His followers will love it. You aren't gonna believe who's coming to town. All kinds of people are lining the streets, old, young, everyone in between. Everyone wants to get a glimpse of his royalty. Everyone wants to get a picture of the entourage. I mean, it's not every day Pilate comes to town. Oh yeah, Jesus does too. Over the last year, I've been wrestling with this idea that both Pilate and Jesus entered Jerusalem on the same day. I can't stop thinking about it. In their book, The Last Week, theologians Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan, they paint this scene that maybe Jesus and Pilate not only entered the city on the same day, it's possible that they entered the city gates at the same time. Of course, we don't know this. It's imaginary. There's no historical evidence to account that Pilate and Jesus entered at the exact same time, but it is possible. If tens and thousands of people are traveling to Jerusalem on this day, they are coming to prepare for Passover. We know Pilate definitely came to the city. We know Jesus definitely came to the city. So what if they arrived together? Imagine it. Pilate comes in the west gate. He's riding a white stallion. He's caravanning with his entourage. There are Roman officials. There's army leading the way. Jesters and cooks and cupbearers and just lackeys who follow along. People line the streets when Rome comes to town. Pilate is the extension of Caesar. He's the face of Rome for all of Israel. So when Pilate rolls up, people notice. People cheer. People extend the courtesy of respecting his authority. And we do have historical evidence to prove that when Pilate enters the town, people wave palms and lay down their cloaks. So imagine it. At the same time this is going on, at the west gate, over here at the north gate, Jesus enters. And he's riding an animal. It's not a war horse. It's a donkey. An untested donkey. He's not caravanning with an entourage. He's carpooling with some nobodies and some fishermen. No one is supposed to notice that he's come to town. He's a nobody from nowhere. But that's not what happens on this day. Something else takes place. The celebration that was reserved for Pilate gets shifted and transferred to Jesus. So imagine Pilate at the west gate. He's the one who sits in power, and he is entering alongside the one who has no real power. And he's seeing more of a robust welcome for that guy than he is for himself. This is huge, but it's also tense. Because it's here that we're introduced to the underlying tension that is Holy Week. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of a very important week. It's the day that we remember that the palms that were reserved for Pilate are used for Jesus. Another way to describe today is it's the moment that the old realm finally comes face to face with God's new realm. The old realm was controlled and still is controlled by Rome. The old realm is for the elite. The old realm declares Caesar is Lord. But then there's the new realm. It's controlled by God. The new realm is for the lowly and the downtrodden. The new realm declares Jesus is Lord. And these two realms finally meet in the street. Pilate comes to maintain law and order. Jesus comes to usurp that law and order. Pilate comes from Caesarea Maritima. It's a port city known for trade and commerce and politics. Jesus comes from Nazareth, a know-nothing town that does nothing for nobody. So here we are, two ideologies, two realms, two completely different stories parading the Jerusalem streets, acting like a powder keg that is about to explode. And people don't know what to do. Do they go to the north gate? Do they go to the west gate? They should be bowing when Pilate comes in, but something new is taking place. They should be throwing down their cloaks and waving at Pilate, but something new is taking place. They should be singing and dancing and witnessing the spectacle that is Caesar and Rome, but something new is taking place. Jesus is here. The same Jesus that we've heard stories about. The same Jesus who teaches us more and is more insightful than even the Pharisees. The same Jesus that can heal faster than the pool of Bethesda. That Jesus is here, and he has just entered the north gate. And people run to him. I mean, listen to how Scripture describes it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road. Others spread leafy branches they cut from the fields. Then those who went ahead of him, and there were those who followed behind them, and those were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." I can't love this scene more. The people who should have been following Pilate are now following Jesus. The people who should have been praising Pilate and singing to him are now singing Jesus into the city. The people who should have been welcoming Rome are waving in God's new realm. And it's not just a few of them. In Matthew's gospel, we get the detail a very large crowd enters with Jesus. Mark describes crowds ahead of him and crowds behind him, and all of these people are screaming, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." This is huge, but also tense. And listen to what they're saying. Hosanna, that means help or save us. Save us, the one who comes in the name of the Lord, save us. The people who live in David's city are begging for Jesus to save them, declaring Jesus the rightful heir to the ancestor David, not Caesar. And they're saying this in the face of Rome. I mean, this is huge and also tense. Israel's rightful heir to God's new realm is not Rome. It's not Caesar. It's Jesus. And this is huge, but also tense. Israel is singing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of Lord God, not Lord Caesar." I mean, this is huge, but also tense. Because in the old realm, Caesar is Lord. It's not odd that the people would be singing, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." But it is odd that they're singing it to Jesus, because they should have been declaring Pilate as the one who comes in the name of Lord Caesar. So you can see how huge this is, or perhaps how tense. Here at Passover, in the face of the old realm, we see the emergence of a new one. Even the songs that were sung for the old realm, they're getting repurposed for Jesus and the emergence of God's new kingdom. In the face of Rome, in the face of Pilate, in the city of David, the people declare, "We have a new king. We have a new Lord. And we lay down our cloaks not for Pilate, but for that guy. We wave our palms not for Pilate, but for that guy. And together we sing, 'Hosanna. Save us, blessed is he who comes in the name of Lord God.'" Bless Jesus. He's our King. Hosanna in the highest. So welcome to Holy Week. The showdown couldn't be more tense. It's the old realm versus the new realm. It's Pilate versus Jesus. It's the West Gate versus the North Gate. It's the war horse versus the donkey. It's the pride of Rome versus the carpenter from Nazareth. The battle lines are drawn, and it's all going down this week. It's Passover. It's Jerusalem. And we better buckle up. It's going to get bumpy. People are going to die. But today is Palm Sunday. It's the day that rumors spread throughout the city. It's the day we realize that you aren't going to believe who's coming to town. It's the day that families stumble over themselves to prepare. Women grab cloaks. Men cut palms. Kids organize confetti. City officials sweep the streets and clean the Temple Mount. His presence demands it. His followers will love it. You aren't going to believe who's coming to town. All kinds of people are lining the street. Old and young and everyone in between. I mean, it's not every day that Jesus comes to town. And Pilate shows up too. This week is huge. This week is tense. And that's what makes it holy.